Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault from earlier this week, brushing off calls for restraint. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest on the burgeoning Mideast tensions.
The Middle East is bracing for further escalation as Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's recent missile attack. Iran launched hundreds of missiles and drones at Israel. Israel says it and its partners intercepted nearly all the missiles and drones. On a visit to Germany, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the European nation's support in light of Iran's air assault.
Thank you for the support you've given Israel in the Iranian attack.
Despite Western support, many of Israel's allies are concerned the fighting could spiral, as Iran warned that even the tiniest invasion of its territory would bring what they called a massive and harsh response. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba on the sidelines of the G7 economic meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday to discuss U.S. aid for Ukraine's war against Russia. Speaking to reporters, Kuleba said he was at the G7 meetings to encourage the world's richest nations to help the Ukrainian cause. He praised military aid he's received so far from European partners in recent days, but said the military aid from the U.S. would make a big difference.
The recent decision of Germany to provide Ukraine with another battery of Patriots, a U.S. technology, is deeply appreciated, but we all remember that it wouldn't be possible without the support of the United States in making that decision happen. So we will work here at the ministerial to make other allies deliver air defense systems to Ukraine.
This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates is struggling to recover from the heaviest recorded rainfall ever to hit the desert nation, as its main airport worked to restore normal operations even as floodwaters still covered portions of major highways and roads. The international airport allowed global carriers early Thursday to once again fly into the airport's Terminal 1. The UAE, a hereditarily ruled autocratic nation in the Arabian Peninsula, typically sees little rainfall in its arid desert climate, but a massive storm forecast ahead of time for days swept across the nation. One Dubai resident, Jonathan Richards, originally from Britain, said the storm was nothing like he'd seen before.
It was absolutely horrendous. It's the worst I've ever seen it in Dubai. And we've seen some bad storms in the past, but this was like nothing else. It was like an alien invasion. The sky just kept on flashing thunder, non-stop, almost non-stop. I've never seen so much rain in all my life.
A new report on the deadly Maui wildfires in the U.S. state of Hawaii last August concluded that the head of the emergency management agency in the state dragged his heels about returning to the island amid the unfolding crisis, while broad communications breakdowns left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The report says the head of the emergency management agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. At a news conference Wednesday carried by Olelo Community Media, Attorney General Ann Lopez said the report was issued to understand what happened on a minute-by-minute basis.
That's Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reporting. The Biden administration said it would not renew a license that was due to expire early Thursday that largely eased oil sanctions on Venezuela as it moves to reimpose punitive measures. Reuters correspondent Julian Satherwaite has more.
The U.S. says he's breached a promise to allow the opposition to run a candidate of its choice in July's presidential election. However, the news of renewed sanctions drew a defiant response from the Venezuelan leader.
When did we become a gringo colony? A star of the United States. When? Can someone tell me? Venezuela is a country that walks on its own feet, uses its own head, produces with its own hands.
Government supporters insist Venezuela has honored the deal with the U.S.
That's Reuters correspondent Julian Satherwaite reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.